You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Did you know that there are 613 statutes, commandments, and judgments in the Bible, in God's law, and the vast majority of people ignore them, don't even know about them, don't think they apply to them? And there are 133 different categories of law, and one of them is what we're studying right now, the biblical health laws. And the shepherds, the modern shepherds of today, just like the ancient shepherds in Israel, fail to do what God tells them to do in Ezekiel 34, verses 2 through 4. Heal the sick. Heal them. They don't do it. They say, oh, go down to the paid professionals. The same guys that suck the life out of people and take all their money and leave them to suffer, where Jesus came around and the disciples came around and healed them and they did their job. They send the shepherds today send their congregation, their sheep, to those same criminals and crooks that are licensed by the state, and they're there for one reason: protect Big Pharma. Keep sinning and see how that works out for you. If you're tired of suffering from disease, start keeping God's laws, learn a little bit, and quit violating his laws and avoid the sickness and the disease. You know, things like tar and nicotine that cause lung cancer, meat that comes from feeding cows that are supposed to be vegetarian meats, and to add because the nutrients don't exist in the soil because we won't keep the land Sabbath. One of the things they feed them, bypass protein, because there's no more protein in the grains and that the cows are supposed to be eating. So now we get Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, or the human version of mad cow disease. Fat. How many articles have you seen telling us to cut down fat in your diet because it causes heart disease? The interesting thing is that scriptural dietary laws forbid the taking of fat in Leviticus 3 and Leviticus 7. It forbids us to eat the fat. Now, there are good fats, healthy fats that come from plants, but not the fats that we want to eat. The hydrolyzed fats and you know, the Crisco oils and things like that, those kill us. Also that kills us is red meat fats. It's forbidden, Leviticus 3, Leviticus 7, like I said. But yet, you go down to McDonald's, Hardee's, Burger King, and you get fat burgers, and it plugs up your arteries because you're violating God's laws. You're laying up in ICU because you've had a stroke and heart disease. And you're saying, why me, God? Well, you violated God's laws. I'm sorry, but you can't do this. But the government has licensed people up to 28% fat. That's why I call them fat burgers. So keep on sinning. Keep on violating this. And you can have a nice steak. Eat that, not the fat burger. Don't get sick. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.